Dr. Cain et al. Were the first surgeons to conduct a clinical trial on humans to test the safety and efficacy of the direct current technology. The publication was titled The Direct Current, DC, Electrical Bone Growth Stimulation for Spinal Fusion, and was published in Spine in 1988. The objective of this clinical trial was to test whether the incidence of a radiographically successful spinal fusion was higher when the direct current implantable stimulator was used as an adjunct to the conventional spinal fusion procedure than when surgery was performed alone. 59 patients were evaluated in this study. 31 patients had the spine fusion surgery and had an SPF implanted. 28 patients had the spine fusion surgery alone. Each patient was considered a difficult case and placed into one of four groups. One or more failed spinal fusions. Grade 2 or worse spondylolisthesis. Extensive bone grafting necessary for a multiple level fusion. Or other high risk factors, including gross obesity. None of the patients received internal fixation, which was not a standard of care at the time this paper was published. Assessments were made 18 months post-surgery. Successful fusion was achieved in 81% of patients in the stimulated group versus 54% of control patients, which was statistically significant with a p-value of 0.026. There was a 27% difference in fusion success rates between the patients implanted with SPF and the control group. In the unique cases where you may have a surgeon that does not use internal fixation for specific patients, this paper is appropriate to share the clinical outcomes of the SPF in non-instrumented fusion cases.